Welcome to Why They Fail, the podcast that pulls back the curtain on why continuous improvement efforts fail. Buckle up, because we're not here for motivational fluff. We're dissecting the short-sighted decisions and leadership agendas that sabotage CI success. But don't worry, we'll clue you in to the few simple keys to success to avoid these pitfalls. If you're ready for the truth, let's do this.
Welcome to Why They Fail, the podcast that pulls back the curtain on why continuous improvement efforts so often crash and burn. I'm your host, Kevin Clay. Let me ask you a question. Is your continuous improvement program just a fad diet for your business? You know the kind, it promises quick fixes and dramatic results, but in the end, nothing really changes. If that sounds familiar, you're not alone. The stakes are incredibly high, and the statistics are staggering. A shocking 96% of companies that start a continuous improvement process either fail or quit within 18 months. That's right, 96%. So what's the secret to being in that successful 4%? In this episode, we'll expose the common traps that lead to failure, like the Lone Ranger approach, where one person is expected to single-handedly save the day. But we won't leave you there. We'll also reveal a clear blueprint for building a program that actually lasts. To guide us, I've brought in two of my expert master black belt mentors, Frank and Lola, to dive deep into what truly works. Let's join their conversation now.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we launch a, well, let's call it a forensic investigation into the challenges and triumphs of organizational transformation. Today, we're diving deep into continuous improvement. We're really peeling back the layers to understand why so many promising initiatives, you know, the ones with great intentions, powerful tools, why they so often fall flat. As Master Black Belts here with the Six Sigma Development Team, we've seen these patterns play out countless times. These aren't just isolated incidents.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, while the reasons for these failures can be incredibly frustrating to witness, actually understanding them, that's the absolutely crucial first step. It's how you not only avoid those common pitfalls, but how you actually build truly phenomenal, sustainable transformations within any organization, making sure your efforts lead to real, lasting change.
Right. So our mission today is to give you a clear, actionable understanding of these common traps. Because when you know what to look for, when you get the underlying dynamics, you can foster a culture of continuous improvement that actually delivers tangible, enduring results. So let's unpack this.
Okay. Let's start with a core observation. It might seem almost too obvious, but it's consistently overlooked. Often the most basic logic, seemingly common sense pitfalls, are completely ignored when organizations try to set up a sustainable culture of continuous improvement. It's a true paradox, isn't it? What should be blindingly obvious just isn't. And this isn't just about making mistakes. It's about systemic blind spots that sabotage things right from the start.
And here's where it gets, well, really interesting for me. One of the biggest red flags we see almost immediately is when CI projects are identified by leadership agenda, from the ivory tower. Instead of being driven organically by data from the operational floor, think about that for a second. If your leadership team is just arbitrarily picking the projects, that's often an early sign. The whole effort is already set up to fail. Why do you think leaders fall into that trap?
Well, often it stems from a disconnect, doesn't it? Maybe a lack of ground-level data, or sometimes it's a desire for quick, visible wins that align with their strategic objectives but completely miss the true pain points on the ground. They're trying to guide strategically, which, okay, that's necessary, but they often end up dictating operationally, and that just stifles the bottom-up problem-solving that Lean Six Sigma is actually designed to foster. So when projects aren't rooted in genuine data or operational need, they just struggle to gain traction, struggle to get ownership from the teams actually doing the work.
Exactly. It completely inverts the very essence of how continuous improvement should function. And then you end up with projects that don't solve real problems. So the initial investment is wasted, morale takes a hit, and cynicism starts to build up, which makes any future efforts even harder.
Absolutely. And building on that misalignment, another common trap we see all the time is this fundamental mismatch between belt levels and project complexity. You see it far too often. A newly minted yellow belt Maybe they have a basic grasp of some CI tools, suddenly tasked with a master black belt level project. Or, maybe even worse, a recently trained green belt, very little real world experience, and they're handed the job of standing up an entire CI deployment for their company.
It's like expecting your plumber to build the entire house. I mean, think about it. They're incredibly skilled at their craft, fixing pipes, making sure water flows.
Yeah.
But building a complex structure from the ground up, managing architects, electricians, structural engineers, that's a completely different job description.
Mm-hmm.
Different expertise, vastly different scope. It sounds absurd when you say it like that. But in the world of CI, we see this misplacement of talent constantly. Expecting a yellow belt to diagnose and fix systemic issues that, frankly, even an experienced master black belt would find challenging.
It truly is a recipe for disaster. And sadly, it happens far more often than you'd think. These aren't just isolated mishaps. What we're consistently observing are fundamental systemic issues. You know, these are precisely the kinds of breakdowns that our colleague, Kevin Clay, is a fellow master black belt here at Six Sigma Development Solutions, often stresses. His book and podcast, both called Why They Fail, they really dig into these very scenarios. It just shows how critical it is to get these basic principles right from the very beginning.
Yeah, Kevin really nails that point. It underscores the idea that a strong foundation isn't optional.
Yeah. Right?
It's absolutely non-negotiable for success, which brings us to another critical point.
Yeah.
The actual power of the tools themselves.
Right. Because what's fascinating here is that methodologies like Lean, like Six Sigma, they are genuinely phenomenal tools, no question. When they're used correctly, when the principles are truly embedded in the organization, they can absolutely cause amazing transformational changes. They streamline processes, reduce waste, enhance quality. Their power is undeniable.
But here's the core problem, isn't it? And why even these phenomenal tools so often end up failing. Most organizations deep down are really just looking for the quick fix. They just don't have the stomach, let's say, to endure the short-term sacrifice it takes to achieve long-term sustainability. They want the immediate results, the shiny new metrics, without the painful but necessary work, the cultural change, the deep process dives, the sustained commitment. And this, frustratingly, leads to a staggering statistic we see borne out time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Over 90% of continuous improvement efforts result in utter failure.
Just think about that for a moment. 9 out of 10 attempts flame out. That's not just wasted investment. It's a profound blow to morale. It creates this boy who cried wolf scenario for any future efforts. It actively builds cynicism within the workforce, making genuine lasting change even harder to initiate and sustain next time. It's essentially treating your business like it's on a fat diet.
That's a perfect analogy. Really captures it.
Exactly. These superficial implementations, they promise quick results, but they deliver no lasting change. You see, companies enthusiastically adopt methodologies. They'll buy the books, attend seminars, maybe train a few people, but without building that solid foundation, without committing to the difficult ongoing work of embedding these practices into daily operations. It's like buying a treadmill that quickly ends up as a clothes hanger. It might look good, you know, a symbol of good intentions, but it's not actually being used to get results. And the reality is stark. Over 90% of these fad diet programs, they flame out within about 18 months. It just highlights the absolute need for genuine, sustained commitment, not just a fleeting interest in the latest management trend.
So if that quick fix mentality is a core problem, then the next issue we see way too often is what we've kind of termed the paper belt phenomenon. These are individuals who get a new shiny title, like black belt. Maybe it's from a relatively short online course, an easy test. But critically, they have zero boots-on-the-ground experience. No real practice applying these complex methods in diverse, messy, real-world situations.
Oh, it's incredibly frustrating to witness. These paper belts, they're frequently sent back to their companies with this huge expectation, like they're going to single-handedly save the world, right? Revolutionize their organizations after this, often very theoretical, training. Leadership sets the expectation, but the real-world capability just isn't there yet. It often can't be built in a compressed time frame alone.
It really makes you wonder sometimes, if a black belt isn't proficient in core concepts like process capability, how do they even get that title? I've personally encountered situations where a supposed black belt gave me a completely befuddled look when a simple statistical concept like process capability was even mentioned. You just immediately think, how did we get here? What kind of training was this?
It's a testament, isn't it, to how often the certification process gets divorced from genuine practical competence. And this raises a critical point. This isn't really the fault of the individual belt. Often it's uninformed leadership. driven by that same quick-fix desire. They put their people into these difficult, unproductive situations. They see the title, they don't scrutinize the real-world application skills, and they set everyone up for failure. Ultimately, a paper belt program is just a continuous improvement effort waiting to crash and burn. Because the foundation for real, impactful applications simply isn't there. It just erodes credibility and wastes valuable resources.
You know, there's a specific story, an illustrative one, that still, to this day, kind of gets under our skin a bit. A fundamental misunderstanding that doesn't just slow progress, it slams it into a wall. It came from a COO, someone with a black belt title themselves, but clearly heavily lean biased. And they looked us dead in the eye and asked, quite sincerely, why do we need capability when we have no-go gauges?
Wow. Yeah. What's truly fascinating and alarming about that statement is what it immediately reveals. A dangerous fundamental knowledge gap. Let's break it down, okay? Process capability, fundamentally, is about understanding how consistently and predictably your process can meet its quality requirements. Metrics like CPK and PPPK, they provide incredibly granular predictive power. They tell you how well your process can meet specs and, crucially, can predict defects before they even happen. They allow for proactive intervention, for adjusting a process before it starts producing scrap or errors.
Exactly. And you contrast that with a simple go-no-go gauge.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do? It only tells you if a part is acceptable after it's already been produced, after the defect has potentially already occurred. It's purely reactive. So, to say, why do we need capability when we have go-no-go gauges, is like saying, why do we need a weather forecast when we have a rear-view mirror?
Perfect analogy.
One helps you prepare and avoid problems. The other only shows you where you've been after the storm has passed.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, having practitioners or even leaders who only understand half of the Lean Six Sigma equation, that's incredibly dangerous. It means they're fundamentally missing the statistical process control aspects, the proactive predictive power that Six Sigma brings to the table. It's pretty much a guaranteed path to missed opportunities, continued frustration, and costly errors within an organization that's trying to improve. You're just constantly playing catch up instead of getting ahead.
Which leads us neatly to another scenario we've seen far too many times, what we sometimes call the one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
This is where companies actually make a real investment. They train employees in Lean Six Sigma, focus them on a critical project for certification. And the team works hard, they deliver results, a genuine win. The project saves money, improves quality, boosts efficiency, everyone's happy.
But here's the critical kicker. And why they become one-hit wonders. Once that initial certification project is done, once those newly trained, newly capable individuals have proven their worth, they aren't asked to take on another project. The internal champion, the project sponsor, leadership, they pat themselves on the back, maybe have a little celebration, and then that new black belt or green belt. They're just sent back to their regular job, and those newly acquired skills are just left to languish, to atrophy.
It's incredibly frustrating to witness, isn't it? The momentum just dies. Those hard-earned skills wither away. And the fundamental concept of continuous improvement, the continuous part, is completely missed, gone. It shows they've treated Lean Six Sigma like a one-off training event, a box to check, not the pathway to embedding systemic problem solving into the company's very DNA. It's just a huge wasted investment in talent and training.
And it sends a terrible message to your people, right? That their new skills aren't truly valued. That the organization isn't actually serious about sustained improvement. A company with CI truly embedded in its DNA consistently identifies new opportunities, empowers its skill belts to tackle them, and celebrates ongoing incremental improvements just as much as the big breakthrough projects. So if your organization has trained green or black belts whose skills aren't being consistently utilized, don't let that investment gather dust. You need to keep the continuous and continuous improvement alive and thriving.
So we've gotten pretty real and honest today about the reasons why these CI efforts so often stall out. We've given you hopefully a candid look at the leadership missteps, the organizational shortcomings that prevent sustainable, impactful change. We've talked about the ivory tower dictating projects, the paper belt issue, the fad diet approach, and those critical knowledge gaps like the go-no-go versus capability confusion that trip up so many organizations.
Mm-hmm. And these insights, really, they're precisely what you need to avoid those common traps. By understanding these pitfalls, you're empowered to build a culture of continuous improvement that actually delivers exceptional, lasting results for your organization. It's about building a robust system, not just applying a temporary patch.
So let me ask you an important question to take away from this deep dive today. Are you going to learn from these documented failures, or will you risk repeating them?
Remember, ignorance isn't bliss. It's expensive. really expensive, real change, change that is sustainable and truly transformational. It isn't always comfortable. It takes time, discipline, and yeah, often significant sacrifice. But the long-term payoff, the phenomenal transformation you can achieve, it's absolutely worth it.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
All right, before we wrap up today's deep dive into failure, let's talk about turning things around. You've heard some hard truths about why they fail. Now, how about learning how not to fail? My book, Why They Fail, is packed with even more real-world insights and proven strategies to build a truly sustainable continuous improvement culture. And I want to give you a copy for free. Just click the link in the show notes. You will find another link that is your gateway to discovering more about how Six Sigma Development Solutions can help you avoid the pitfalls we discuss. Do you want to go deeper? We offer public green belt and black belt training at 52 locations worldwide. We also offer virtual options so you can train wherever you are. We can even bring customized on-site training directly to your organization. Do you prefer to learn at your own pace? We've got robust online certification training as well. Don't wait for your CI efforts to become another statistic. Click the link in the show notes, or if you want to talk it through, call us directly at 866-922-6566. That's 866-922-6566. Get your free book and start building success today. Now that you have experienced the awesome value from this podcast, here's how you can help us reach more people. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's a completely free way to support what we do. Also, make sure you're following the podcast on both Spotify and Apple so you get every new episode instantly. Your voice matters. Leave us a 5-star review and share your experiences, or just give us your questions in the comments on Spotify or Apple. Remember, ignorance isn't bliss. It's expensive. I'm Kevin Clay, reminding you that real change, change that is sustainable, isn't comfortable. It takes time and discipline. It takes sacrifice, but the transformation will be phenomenal.